For emade imhun uno sinto bis in for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, 2 Corinthians 5 y 21. Look to your perfect Lord, and realize you are complete in him, you are in God's sight as perfect as if you had never sinned. No more than that, the Lord our righteousness has put a divine garment upon you, so you possess more than the righteousness of man, you possess the righteousness of God. Since God has supernaturally regenerated your heart and filled you with the Holy Spirit, you will learn to hate sin, but you also need to remember that sin no longer belongs to you, because it's been placed on Christ's head. You no longer stand before God by yourself, you are in Christ. Your acceptance by God is not in yourself, it's in Christ. You re-accepted with all your sinfulness at this moment is exactly the same as you ye be accepted when you stand before him in heaven, free from every corruption. This is the profound significance of, as he is, so are we in this world, Union 4 y 18. The conscious realization of this truth enables sons to love God without reservation. This is the ultimate example of fight working through love and love working through fight. The Apostle John said, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But who fears has not been made perfect in love, Union 4, 16-19. Many sons long for heaven because they ye no longer have to deal with the flesh. Sons who have a revelation of being perfect in Christ can say with the Apostle Paul, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong, 2 Corinthians 12. 9-10. Claim now your perfection in Christ, which will continue in eternity. It's yours now, because Christ was made to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.